مولانا دكتور اشرف دكتور جوينز اس اون ذا لاين. مولانا السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته مولانا.
جزاكم الله خيرا مولانا for joining us on the program this morning. The book that we are looking at, The Virtues and Rulings of Salat al-Tasbih. This is a translation of the book Salat al-Tasbih Kayf Fazail or Masail by Mufti Abdul Rauf. Malana, in this book, now we do know that Salat al-Tasbih is a prayer that many of the listeners make part of their routine as well. What does this book say about this prayer?
Well, Malana, we, like you said, you know, Salat al-Tasbih is very important. It is a meritorious form of Salah. And this is evident from many ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on it and enjoined it as a matter of great kindness and favor to us. We also know that ulama, fuqaha, muhaddithin, sufis, throughout the centuries have been particular in offering the salah. Firstly, if we think about it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us always to invoke His blessings through salah and through obligatory salah, and then supplement them with the nawafil, the supererogatory prayers. And with this determination, Muslims have always sought out ways of taqarrub, of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the publisher emphasizes in his foreword to the book, that look, this is something that is very important because people have always wanted means of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The translator says more or less the same thing and highlights the importance of this particular book that is chosen to translate of Mufti Abdul Rauf Sakharwi. Now, the book is not very long, Maulana. You can understand that the book would start off with the words of Tasbih and then proceed with the virtues of Salat al-Tasbih, drawing on the many ahadith in this chapter. Just to repeat one hadith, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that he was once informed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Abbas, should I not present to you, should I not confer to you, should I not inform you of such an act, which if you practice it, and we can see from these wordings, similar wordings are repeated in order to capture the attention of the listener and to emphasize the importance of the salah, to instill a yearning to perform it. And then the hadith goes on and says, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all your sins, whether old or new, intentional or unintentional, minor or major, open or secret. And then after describing the method of performing the salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that if possible, you should offer this salat once every day. And if you cannot perform it daily, then offer it on every Friday, weekly, or once a month, or at least once a year, or at least once in your lifetime. And this hadith comes to us from Sunan Abi Dawud. So there is great status in performing this salah. Imam Al-Hakim has mentioned that the authenticity of this hadith is supported by the fact that since the second generation of the Sahaba until our times, all the great teachers in various sciences of deen have been offering this salah with constancy and have been advising people to do so. Among them was Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayh, and he was the teacher of the teachers of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Bayhaqi has stated that even before Ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayh, Ibn Abdul Jawza, rahmatullahi alayh, a tabi'i, somebody who saw the Sahaba and whose narrations are considered to be reliable, used to be very particular in offering this salah daily. As soon as he heard the azan for the Zuhr salah, he would go to the masjid and he would complete this salah before the Zuhr salah. Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Rawad, rahmatullahi alayh, was the teacher of Ibn Mubarak and was a great devotee and a saint. A wali of Allah Ta'ala has stated that one who desires to attain Jannah should be constant in Salat al-Tasbih. Allama Taqiyuddin al-Subqi, rahmatullahi alayhi, stated that this Salat is very important and one should not get misled if some people happen to deny its importance. The one who ignores it, even after learning about its immense reward, is negligent in religious matters, fails to act like virtuous people, and should not be considered as a reliable person. And we can go on with the list of references regarding people who in the past always practiced upon this. And so this book, Maulana, starts off with the fact that, you know, the virtues of Salatul Tasbih, quoting extensively from the hadith. Apart from the hadith that I mentioned, other hadith such as that of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala coming from the hijrah and coming back, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam giving him, so to say, Salatul Tasbih as a gift almost. So there are various hadith that are mentioned regarding its virtues and methods. And then the time of Salatul Tasbih is mentioned, the frequency of the prayer, the specified words for Salatul Tasbih, various forms of Salatul Tasbih. There are three different forms of Salatul Tasbih that are mentioned, including a more abridged form of Salatul Tasbih. Then there's mention of the intention of Salatul Tasbih, the method of Salatul Tasbih, the first method and the second method are mentioned, including the concise Salatul Tasbih. And then the author, in a few pages, three or four pages, deals with miscellaneous rules regarding Salatul Tasbih. You know, we often get asked, Maulana, that can I count on a Tasbih? How should I count during the Salah? All of these questions are answered during this. And then, very importantly, there's a dua after the tahiyyah. This is something that I did not know about myself. But on page 35 of the book, the author mentions a dua that is to be read after the tahiyyah, before the ending of the salam. Allahumma inni asaluka tawfiqa ahli al-huda. And the dua continues right after Subhana Khaliq al-Nur. So this is a dua that is recommended that one should read after in the Salatul Tasbih. This is something that I did not know about and we learned about. And then on page 39, the author has a special section for students of knowledge. In other words, we know that unfortunately people hold on to these type of things, but it was the view of some scholars such as Ibn Taymiyyah and others that they regarded the hadith concerning the Salatul Tasbih to be spurious, and they don't think that there is anything like Salatul Tasbih. However, our author shows us, based on the opinions of reliable authorities within the deen, and quoting from extensively from the section written by Maulana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri, the founder of the Jamia al-Ulum al-Islamiyya in Bin Nuri Town, and his research on this is cited then over a few pages. Just to satisfy scholars, there is even the Arabic section from Ma'arif al-Sunan, the Arabic text for advanced students, is presented here so that they can go and look at the text firsthand from Ma'arif al-Sunan. I think this is a great service because Maulana Abdul Rauf Sakharwi understands that this is a contentious issue among some people. This is where Maulana Abdul Rauf Sakharwi's book ends. Then, as an appendix, the author has, with illustrations provided after a bibliography, provided the two methods of Salatul Tasbih, showing a stick figure, you know, standing and then in ruku and then in sajda, and then telling you by way of a table what is to be done in each of those positions, Maulana.
Ma, is this book sufficient as a guide on this topic of Salatul Tasbih?
Look, Maulana, this book is in small in small print. It is half the size of an A4, let's say. It's almost the size of an A5 book. You know, it's printed in the same type of series of the other Arba'un of Turath, but it sufficiently covers the most important aspects that a person needs for Salatul Tasbih. It covers both the benefits and the virtues, as well as the method and providing some important guidelines regarding the actual masail that may come up. Maulana, my problem with a lot of the books on Salatul Tasbih is that they do not give enough attention to the actual words that the person is saying. When you are saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, what does it mean to say Subhanallah? What does it mean to say Alhamdulillah? What actually are you saying when you say la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim? I think these words are filled and deep with meaning and implication, but yet I am to find a book on Salatul Tasbih that actually engages this aspect, because after all, a person is going to be reading this 300 times. Surely, in that 300 times, he must bring something to mind. It's not a senseless parroting of the words of the third kalima that we know. Rather, it should be done with feeling. It should be done with a sense of presence of mind. And I think that if we have a book on Salatul Tasbih that actually gives enough attention to this, in other words, what is one saying when one says Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, itself is so pregnant with meaning, Maulana. So I would suggest that, you know, if somebody is going to write a book, or if somebody can just take the time out to explain to people the importance of these words and how these words actually have to guide a person's life out of that salah, that when we say, glory be to Allah and all praise be to Allah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. There is no might, no power, except what Allah, the exalted, the magnificent. What are we actually saying when we say Allah is, for example, Al-Aliyyul Azeem? So I think that book still has to be written, Muhammad.
Well, this book, it's a translation of the book. Who is the author of the book? What's the name of the original book?
Yes, so the original book, like you correctly said, is Salatul Tasbih, Kefazail or Masail. And the author is Sheikh Mufti Abdul Rauf Sakharwi. He was born in 1951 in Sukkur, a city in the Sindh province of Pakistan. He received his early Islamic education in his hometown, and then completed his final year of the Alamiya course, as well as his master's level studies at Darul Uloom Karachi under Sheikh Mufti Muhammad Shafi and others. Sheikh Mufti Abdul Rauf Sakharwi is currently a senior mufti at the Darul Ifta in Darul Uloom Karachi, where he has taught portions of Sahih Muslim for several years. He is also the author of many beneficial Urdu language works, some of which have been translated into English, such as Virtues, Deeds, and Consigning the Reward to Others, How Muslim Women Offer Prayers, and Customary Collective Recital of Quran from a Sharia Perspective. And I think Turas have done well in identifying this as a good book to translate. And also the translation is then done by Huzaifa Saleh. He completed this book in March of last year, March 2021. And I think the translation, Maulana, reads very easily. The author has really broken it up into paragraphs, and the translator has put the headings very clearly. So I think the short book is really a very, very good addition to anybody's library.
On the translation, yes. What is the translation like?
Well, the translation reads easily, Maulana. There is no difficulty. There are no big words. Nothing is difficult about it. There's a flow in the way which the material is presented, and I think it's very accessible to almost everybody.
Ma, how long is the book, the cost of the book?
Ma, this is actually a booklet, if you think about it carefully. It's very, very short. There are 49 pages, and then there's pages, you know, five more pages that deal with the actual method, in a table form with a small stick figure on the side and the dua and also the translation of the various duas. You know, it's more of a booklet than a book, Maulana. It's really only 54 pages long, and it's in small format. But once again, Turas have outdid themselves. A beautiful cover. It appears in an orange-red type of cover, and it is available from our public, our distributors for Turath in South Africa, Darul Ihsan.
Am I on the price of the book?
Well, unfortunately, I've been to the Darul Ihsan website, and I can't find, perhaps I'm not looking at the right place, but I can't find the price of this book per se. So while, I've tried to, find from the website what the price is, but I can't believe that it's more than a few rands only, Molana.
Certainly. Mawad, jazakumullah khair.
One moment, Molana. I've just got news in. I'm just looking at my WhatsApp. And it's 60 rand. There you have it. This is the benefit of technology. One of the people at Darul Ihsan have just responded. They are waiting for your 60 rand. Please take your 60 rand to them so that they can give you a copy of Salat Tasbih.
Well, anything else Ma would like to add on before we conclude?
No, Molana, we look forward to next week's book review then, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And we've got quite a response from a previous book that we did, The Great Awakening versus The Great Reset.
Right.
Once again, if anybody needs copies of that book, both you and I, Molana, we have that as PDFs. We can send that out as PDFs to anybody. But response has been quite tremendous. People have found the book to be very beneficial, and we are keen to share it with anybody, Molana.
Jazakumullah khairan for that, Mu'an. Jazakumullah khairan for the book review this morning. Inshallah, we'll speak to Mu'an next week.
Inshallah, Mu'an. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.